IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein, my guests in the studio, talking about the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Brother Hussein, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the studio again.
Wa alaikum assalam, glad to be here.
You're welcome. In this series of programs, Viewpoint, or the Movie Critique Program, we are mainly focusing on the religious concepts rather than the artistic features typical of so-called critical programs about arts and artistic characteristics of the movies. So our main purpose is to address those features and themes which are related about religion and God and whatsoever that goes with that territory.
Last session, we started criticizing the movie The Girl Who Believes in Miracles, this new American movie, the 2021 drama film directed by Richard Corral. Well, let's take a listen to a part and we'll be back coming up with the question.
Do you see him?
Who?
God. Do you see him?
Come on, Sarah, that's not funny.
There.
Show me where he is.
You don't see him? He's floating over the water.
Sarah, we have to go.
You just listened to a part of the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles, the 2021 American Christian drama film. In this program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Brother Hussein, can we see God? Because the girl in this movie claims to have seen God, right? And he spoke to God. Is it possible to see God?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The short answer is no. According to, Shia Muslim sources, no. Some Sunni, sects believe that, yeah, we can see God on the Day of Judgment, I believe. But in Islam, it's generally a frowned upon, topic because, Allah says in the Quran that, you can't see me. He doesn't have any physical attributes or, he isn't made out of light or any physical or material
thing.
What's
wrong with seeing God? Because God spoke to certain people that we call prophets.
Well, he spoke to them through angels. And even when,
like to God, for example. That's why we call Moses.
Yeah, well, he
like
created
Kalimullah.
Of course. He created a voice for him, according to Islamic sources.
That was a direct voice from God.
Yeah,
that
well,
was
he
not
created
through the angels,
directly.
Gabriel, or anybody else.
Yes. That's why he's called Kalimullah, right? The person who speaks to Allah directly. Because
yes.
Allah created a voice specifically for him. And of course, Allah doesn't have a voice that we can hear through our ears. Because then that would defeat the purpose, right?
Yes. Sayyid Abdullah, we have sources like from Imam Ali, peace be upon him, that
He says that I've never worshipped a God that I haven't seen. Mm. What does it tell you?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, there's two types of seeing. There's a seeing of the eye and there's a seeing of the mind. So sometimes something is so clear in your mind that you don't require to be outside. For example, right now you have a mother and a father, right?
Yes.
They're so real to you in your mind, in your system, that you don't need to see them to believe that they exist. You just know they exist. Now, if I ask you to prove that your mom and dad exist, I'm like, dude, I don't need to prove it. Mm-hmm. I'm here. I'm the example of their existence. And they are, you know, exist. So that sometimes this is one form of knowing, of seeing through the mind.
Yes.
And the seeing through the eye. So obviously through the eye is very limited. You only can see up to the horizon, wherever, you know, your eyes stops. That's limitation. When Amir al-Mu'minin, salamullah alayhi, he says, I saw him. And then he obviously... the people said to him, also, you see him like literally? He said, Ra'athu ayun al-uqul, I think, if I remember. I said, the eyes of the inside, the insight,
the saw intellect.
Him first. The intellect saw him. Not the eyes, the ones that you see with.
Or the eye of the heart.
Or the eye of the heart. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the creator, right? He created the sight. So the sight cannot comprehend Him. So that which is created cannot understand the creator. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So always is limitation. So how could my eyes, who are created by Allah, be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Which is a logical impossibility for Allah to be seen by His own creation, or His creation be able to comprehend the creator, which is, you know, is very stupid. But then again, as a theological argument, depends on your faith. If you're a Christian, then your God is a man.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Hindu, for example, your God could be a cow, a monkey, or a rat.
Yes.
It depends. Obviously, you can see them. So you would want to see them because you believe your Lord is a man. And in this case, in this movie, her God was a man who was wearing jeans and a short.
Yes.
And she saw him.
That was so off-putting.
Yeah, and it's very natural for them to see God, or even to ask to see God. When you come to Muslims, for example, you would not find one single Muslim says to you, I want to see God. Because we know it's an impossibility. It's a logical impossibility for him to be seen. Mm-hmm. So we don't answer that question that I want to see him.
I see.
If anything else, I want to see the signs of God. Yes, Allah in the Quran says, فَلْيَنْظُرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, for example, أَوْ فِي الْآفَاقِ, let them look into themselves and in the horizon, then they will see God. We see Allah through His creation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know your mom and dad exist for sure, 100%, because you exist.
I see. And, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a listen to another part of the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles, and we'll be back criticizing more.
Okay, so the coolest thing happened at the lake today.
Yeah, like what?
Me and Danny and Cindy went fishing. Well, they did. I didn't because I found a dead bird. And then I prayed. And then I saw God. And He brought the bird back to life.
What?
It really happened, Mark.
Okay, so let me get this straight.
You saw God and then brought a dead bird back to life.
No, I didn't. God did.
Come on, you're playing with me.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are still criticizing the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. And let me ask you, Brother Hussein, about this part that they're talking about miracles. Why can't some people believe in miracles? They think that saints, you know, or such people, prophets sometimes mystics, are crazy, and they try to justify it for the other people, to just prove the point that they have something extraordinary that the other people do not share.
So to answer that question, I'm going to cite an article by a Japanese person. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. He says that according to the 18th century Scottish philosopher David Hume, miracles are violations of laws of nature. Okay, so without violating the laws of nature, it is impossible for anyone to turn water into wine or resurrect the dead, or, you know, etc. So what he's trying to say is that some people don't believe in miracles,
mm-hmm.
For the sheer fact that, you know, they can't feel or see or, you know, hear them, you know, using their five senses.
Yes.
They just can't comprehend it. It's the sort of stubbornness. But, you know, there are people who aren't like them. They're more open-minded, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And who can really accept that, you know, things can happen if God wants them to happen. And, you know, it really ties back to, you know, how religious a person is or how much they believe in the existence of God and his power.
I see. Okay, let's take another listen to another part of the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles, and we'll be back criticizing that part and the whole movie.
Weren't we always taught that if someone wrongs you, to turn the other cheek?
Well, we were certainly taught something about a cheek. Maybe that guy can tell you more about it.
You just listened to a part of the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles, in this program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Sayyid Abdullah, we have the idea of turning the other cheek in Christianity when it comes to defense.
Yeah.
Is that the right form of defense, really?
That's absolutely the wrong form of defense. There is no logic in that if someone slaps you on the right, give him the left, or the left, give him the right. That's just stupid. It's stupidity at its best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has, like, as we say, he has the mu'mineen, the believers, they have karama, they have dignity in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he doesn't want anyone to come and take that dignity away from them, for them to be insulted, for them to be hit, or for their rights to be taken. Allah does not accept that for his believers. And as a believer, you have every single right to defend yourself in every way. Defend yourself, defend your family, defend your land, defend your house, and so on and so forth. So we've been asked to actually fight back,
exactly.
Not to be oppressed,
not to be oppressed.
Let someone else become the oppressor. No. I think this is a misunderstood concept, even maybe in Christianity, is that, for example, me and you, we're friends, right?
Yes.
We're brothers, we could be related. We have something going on for us. And sometimes you do something wrong by me, like you do something, you do a mistake, you speak about me, I don't know, you say something about me, or you take my right. I say, you know what, because he's my brother, because I will forgive him.
Yes.
So forgiving you.
Give it a slide.
I let it slide. You know, there's no need for me to come and turn it into an argument or into a fight. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, forgive, you know, let
yes,
it go.
Exactly.
Be nice to each other. But Allah is not saying that if someone takes your right or someone comes to hurt you, let
oppress
them.
You, be
no.
oppressed.
Yeah, or be oppressed. That's just nonsense. That's just not logical at all.
Uh-huh, I see. Okay, let's take another listen to another part of the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles, and we come back with the question about that part.
Here you go.
Thanks, Doc. So listen. Doc, you really think he's got a chance, right?
Look, I can't explain what happened in there, but severed nerves and spinal cord can't regenerate, and I just don't want to get your hopes up too much.
Oh, hey, Ben. Hey, that's Dolores Clark from Channel 12 News, right?
Yes, she's one of my patients.
Mom? Oh, my baby. Look at him. He's standing. He's walking. Look at him. It's a miracle. Oh, my God. Oh, my baby.
Isn't that the Miller boy? I did the story on him last year when he was hit by that car. I thought he was never supposed to walk again.
He wasn't.
It was Sarah. Sarah Hopkins. She speaks with God. She brought a bird back to life and Alvie Bronner's dog. And now she's healed me.
You just listened to a part of the movie The Girl Who Believes in Miracles in this program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Brother Hossein, is healing or curing possible? Can it be considered as a kind of miracle? And obviously in this movie the girl has the power to cure some of the disabled, like that story with that person with the spinal cord injury, all right, which is cured despite no academic explanation, and the doctor doesn't really comprehend and doesn't believe in the miracles.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you really have to take it in perspective. How did this cure happen? Mm-hmm. What type of, you know, like what events led to the person, you know, being healed? How was the healing process? You know, in the way that the movie presented it, it was very, you know, she prayed to God and there you go. The person was healed. But in real life, I feel like it's more complex than that. Mm-hmm. Of course, Allah says, اتبعوا الأسباب, which means you have to use the means to achieving the results that you want to achieve, right? Of course, praying and being sincere is an important step. And believing in Allah and His, you know, His power to heal you is an important step. But the fact that that you need to use the tools to heal yourself really shows us that, yeah, miracles are possible, but not every day. Mm-hmm. Okay? Usually that stuff like this doesn't happen unless it's via the hands of a person Allah has trusted, like a prophet or mm-hmm. an apostle.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Javad, signing off.
Is Sarah Hopkins a miracle worker?
It's about to turn her world upside down.
I don't think I can take this much excitement.
Yeah, hold on to your hat. There's going to be a lot more of it.
It's impossible. You're beginning to catch on.